Hey, what's up, Alpha Vets? What's up? Welcome to Monday night. Monday night, Alpha Vets here in the house. What's up, everybody? Good to see you guys. Chris, my man.
Yes, sir.
I feel like I haven't talked to you all weekend.
I know we had because I haven't.
I'm over here.
I think we texted one time.
Well, I think we were texting a lot more, but
oh yeah.
I texted you at least, I don't know, probably a dozen times. And I didn't get any response from anything.
Same,
I'm like, okay.
Same.
Okay, this
same.
Dude's just ghosting me. This dude's ghosting me. Chris literally messaged me on Twitter and he's like, yo, what's going on with your phone? Like, I don't know. This is super strange.
It really was.
Because I'm like, my phone and I got a text from me.
I was doing yard work all weekend, y'all. Like, I feel like I haven't had a day off, but I feel great because it was nice here. I got outside. I was out in the sun all day, both days. Just, you know, I had chores. And he texted me Saturday, and I texted him back. I was like, hey, I'm out. I'm cutting grass, whatever. I'm doing my chores. And then that was the last I heard. He said you needed me to record something real quick. And I was like, I'll do it. And he's like, then he said, never mind. I was like, my bad, dude. He's like, I wasn't mad. I just let you know we're good. So yeah. That was the last text I got from Iz. And then I'm texting him. Then I texted him Sunday morning. No response. And I'm like, is this dude mad at me? Like,
is he mad?
What is going on here? And then finally after that, I was like, okay, I can see him posting stuff on the telly. I could see him posting on Twitter, but this dude ain't going to text you back. I'm going to DM this fool. Yeah. I almost got on the Telegram and was like, hey, can y'all, if you see my co-host, can you let him know I'm trying to get in touch with him?
Yeah, I had no idea what was happening because I could text everybody else.
Yeah, like, same. I could text everybody but you. Dang space aliens, man. Dang CIA.
Space aliens.
Leave us alone.
CIA Mike.
Yeah.
Are you sure I'm not lagging on your end? Because I am lagging on my end. I don't understand why.
I can't tell if you are. Mm. I think you sound great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, man. I hope everybody had a good weekend. The weather was nice here this weekend. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect weather. Matter of fact, Saturday, I was hot. Like, I was sweating, man. It was a balmy 72 degrees. But that sun was out. It was nice.
Oh, we're back to winter here.
Yeah, it's cold, but that's the thing. It's cold. Like, you go outside right now, the wind is blowing. It is cold outside. And I'm like, yeah. What the heck, man?
Well, it's cold. It's cold.
Well, I'm just happy.
It was like 7 degrees the other day, and now it's back in the...
I'm just happy it did on the weekend, you know, because for like the last 3 weekends, it's always raining and nasty on the weekend. And I'm like, it's nice during the week. In my office with no windows. And then I finally get some freedom. And it rains every weekend. So it was nice to be able to get outside this weekend, man. I feel very accomplished. That's but good. I am tired. And that's you know, good. And the world just, you know, keeps on keeping on and getting stranger by the day.
It you gotta get out stranger outside. By the day.
Like, I am plugged this weekend. I am plugged, but
I mean, like I've said before, like when it comes to like politics,
yeah,
I mean, I unplug on the weekends, but I'm also, you know, looking into other things. I got a sweet project I'm working on right now. Hopefully, get that out by this weekend because it's pretty good.
It's pretty good stuff.
It's pretty deep, man. I'm over here just like going through like historical stuff. Like the Nazis and all that. And I'm just, man, there's some deep stuff, deep connections.
That's the craziest part, Israel, of this journey. It's not that what we knew. Like, I always figured the government didn't have my best. You know, even, like I told you, I woke up to that a long time ago.
Right.
It's when you wake up to the fact that what you thought was your life, like what you thought you knew nothing at all.
No, we knew nothing.
No.
We were asleep for so long to what was actually happening. And that's just it. Like, we can talk about politics. We can talk about everything that's happening in the world. But, man, when it comes down to it, everything is spiritual. Everything is so dark. Like we get, you know, you get bombarded by the mainstream news media, right? About everything that's going on, bad reports, all this stuff over the decades. And we live a simple life, even like in like the 90s, you know, growing up in the 90s for me, Everything was a lot more simple than it is now because of technology advancing. But to find out what was actually happening in decades prior, during World War I, World War II, and like the supernatural things that were happening, is some dark rabbit holes, knowing that all that stuff was going on. But
I just want to know what's in Antarctica, man.
Talk to your dad, man.
Yeah, he just tells me it's cold. The snow.
He said no.
Yeah. I told you one time, like, I kept nagging him. Why you want to know? Because I want to know. Like, what's... Because I want to know.
Why wouldn't you want to know?
Right.
You know?
Because I know it's not what they tell me.
Well, no. And there's so much mystery surrounding so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much. Like, we're all given this narrow-minded interpretation of everything. And it's just like, well... Nothing is that simple, you know? Right. Nothing's that simple. So when you start doing like the digging on, you know, especially like, thank God for all the like archaeologists and scientific research that people have put in over the years, digging into this stuff, that you can get a glimpse into what's actually happening, what's actually happened. It's also mind-blowing, and it really brings you to a new reality of what type of world you live in. And this also goes biblical, too, because unseen is more real than seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Satan and his angels and God, Jesus, like, this spiritual battle since the beginning of time has had a role in all modern-day events that we go through, but for so long, we've just been sitting here like it's just... Things are just natural, you know, but it's not, nothing's natural. It really isn't.
No,
it's quite interesting. But yeah.
And that's why when you really start to peel back the layers of the onion and you fully start to understand what's been done to you, to our world, to this system that they've built around us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. It for me, I don't know about y'all. It does make it a lot easier, like with what's going on right now. I don't like seeing a lot of it. It just makes, you know, it fresh. But at the same time, you have to understand that we're going through all this because those layers of the onion are being peeled back. And what we're seeing is the world that was always there. They just kept us in a box and kept us from it.
Right.
If that makes sense.
You know, Chris, like we've been in this for quite a while, you know, and a lot of people here have been in it, if not just as long or longer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this stuff, it takes a toll on you. And, you know, we've both shown emotion on shows and stuff like that, because this stuff, it creeps up on you. Then one day it just kind of blows up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that is, you know, we all have a proper sense of direction, vision of what Jesus wants us to do, of exposure. But at the same time, you know, we were told that we're all going to preach the gospel at some point. You know, we all tell them the good news of Jesus is always a big thing. But at the same time, it's just all this stuff. To this day is just brought so much enlightenment, and it does make you stronger. Yes, we have our moments, but that isn't to say that that's any sort of weakness, because Jesus is always there in our weakness, you know, and he's always operating. We cannot lose as long as we're with him, and he does continue to guide. So yeah, emotions are shared at some point, but
oh yeah.
We we push forward as a community, as a group, and each day builds us even more to become stronger and stronger in what we are doing, in the vision that is taking place. It's a beautiful thing, but there's a lot of chaos going on at the same time, and we'll go through it. We'll go through
it. You know what? You know what we should do?
We should pray.
We should pray. And then we'll get rolling, because I'm in a great mood today. So
that's good.
We're gonna have fun. Yeah. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. And we just thank you once again for bringing us to another day, for breathing life into our lungs, for giving us this opportunity to come together for fellowship, to worship you, Father, and to speak truth to power in a world full of darkness. And we just, we know that you just do amazing things in our life each and every day, Father. And I'm thankful for your patience and your constant pursuing of each and every one of us. And yeah, you know, and again, for your patience, Father, for when we at times we tend to try and make sense of things that are going on and try and think like you. And we need to understand, Father, that we are not you and we don't understand your ways. And while they might not make sense to us, they make perfect sense to you, and that is all that matters. And we know that, as we always say on this show, that your timing may be slow, but it is always on time. And we are just thankful again for your patience with me, with Israel, with everybody here. We know we have days where we get frustrated and we feel like the world is beating us down. And like we just said, we need to understand that as long as we have you in our lives, as long as that we seek you out each and every day, and as long as we allow you to take refuge in our hearts and in our minds, there is absolutely nothing that we can overcome, and that we have absolutely nothing to fear because you are with us. We thank you each day for your guidance, for your protection, for your wisdom and discernment that you bless us with each and every day. We just know, Father, that your arms are around us, that your angels are with us, and that you will protect us from all the slings and arrows of those who wish to do us harm. And we just thank you for that so much, that you love us and do those things for us each and every day. Father, we thank you for your protection and your guidance over our true president, Donald J. Trump, and his family. We know again that all of these things that they are doing to him is because he is willing to stand in that gap. If Donald Trump stood down tomorrow and said he didn't want to take any more of this, they would leave him alone day one. But we know that the reason they are fighting against him is because you have put him here to do something amazing. And we just know that you are working through him, through his family, through so many people in this country, Father, that you have given them the courage and the will to stand up and just do what is right when the world wants to do nothing but beat them down. Because their biggest fear, Father, is that we all open our eyes up together, that veil gets lifted, that we see all of their tactics, and that we see that they do everything in their power to pit us against each other, to get us to hate each other, Father, and to take all the love away from us and that unity that you need from your people. They do everything they can to make the opposite of that. And we know that you have put these people here right now. All of us are here right now so that we can turn back, so that we can have the freedom that you put us in the world to have, that you gave us. And we just know that no matter what we go through, that this is your plan. This is the things that we see. This is your plan. These are things that we had to see. We had to build our character so that as a nation, we can come back and be united and do amazing things. And we know that that is the future that we have in store for us. We know that that victory is already here, and that we just have to go through the motions right now. And we're just thankful. We're just so thankful that you loved us, and that that covenant that we made with you stands as strong today as it did the day we made it with you. Father, we thank you for the true prophets. We know that that you are speaking through many. We know that you have anointed many, Father, and we just know that you will continue using people, and that you will continue speaking through people, and that you will protect them and keep them from harm's way. And Father, we thank you so much for this community here at Alpha Vets. We thank you for continuing to just grow this community. We know that you will be with us tonight in this show, that your presence is here. And Father, we just thank you, and we just know that you will help us spread this message far and wide all over this country and all over the world, Father. For we just thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-mm. Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. Finish him. Finish him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Israel.
Right. Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of very interesting things that are happening.
A lot.
In this nation. Throughout the world. But particularly in this nation. We've had some things come across. And, well, I just want to use my state as an example. But, for one... Let's think about this. Like, I mean, this is, I'm not sure how many other states are doing things like this, but I recently spoke about it. I think it was on our last show or two shows ago. I can't remember. But Minnesota, we've gone pretty much full socialist, right? I mean, we've been kind of,
yeah,
going that direction for a while. Anyway, but there's this $100 million universal basic income program that advanced. Right in Minnesota, and this provides support for illegal immigration. Okay, and what this basically does, it you're receiving all this type of cash, this money. I mean, you can see it throughout the nation that it's happening, that they're mm-hmm. just funding everybody. It's happening in New York. It's happening in all these liberal states.
With what?
Another reason why we need this puppy to come down.
Yep.
You know, but it's another push of just one state, Minnesota, that is helping support the illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. Not to mention what Obama did prior to all of this, where he sent a bunch of illegals here, and we're basically housing them. We're housing them. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger by the day. Well, also today, we had a couple new rulings. I don't know if you're aware of this, Chris, but the Supreme Court and the federal judge ruling.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm aware.
The Supreme Court. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the Supreme Court just blocked Texas from enforcing... the state to arrest illegals.
They did. And all right. So I figured that's what they were going to do. Remember we discussed this on the show.
We did.
Because it's federal. Whose job is it to protect our borders? Federal government.
Right.
So the federal government. So this is what the people of Texas and the people of America need to understand what's really going on here. This isn't a win for you on the left. All right, you're going to celebrate it. Woo, yay. This isn't a win for anybody. What your Supreme Court just said is they reiterated the fact that it is your federal government's job to protect our borders and enforce federal immigration law. Texas doesn't have an immigration law. We have a federal immigration law, okay? These people aren't coming in requesting to get access to the state of Texas. They want into America. Into the right. United States. So what the Supreme Court just reiterated is that, yes, Texas, you can't enforce federal laws. Only the federal government can. So here you have Texas. Shut that baby down, right? The encounters at Eagle Pass dropped dramatically since they went in there. And the Biden administration, who's telling you they want to close the border, they're waiting on the Republicans, just fought the state of Texas so they could keep that border wide open. Your government is failing to do its job under the Section 4 of the 14th Amendment. No. The 4th. Which one is it? Dang it, I get the 14th.
For which?
To secure the border. Isn't that the 4th?
Shoot.
Dang it. Anyway, it's their job. It's their job to protect the border.
Oh, that's I know what you're talking about, too.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's their talking job. About enforcing the like coming to from the invasion.
Yes.
Like
it's the fourth.
Protect them from an invasion.
Yeah, it's the fourth.
Pretty sure it's the fourth.
So under the Fourth Amendment, they are their job is to protect your border. And the Biden administration just fought Texas so they could keep it open.
Article 4, Section 4.
Okay, Article 4. It's the 14th Amendment's in news because of all the Trump stuff. Article 4, Section 4. It's the government's job. And that's all the Supreme Court did today, which I expected them to do again. Sucks for you. Frustrating for you, eye-opening for others. That's the mindset you got to start having with some of this stuff, right?
But like, what does it, like in regard to the states? Because if we're trying to go back to our own sovereignty, right? If we're trying to get away from the federal government, allowing them to be able to enforce such things, I get it. It's the nation's border. So the federal government should step in, right? I mean, it is constitutional. Through military force.
But the state
should
have a right to protect
foreign and domestic. Correct. The states should have some type of right to do it to protect the dang country.
Right. I mean, if you're the governor of that state, so the president's job is to keep all of America safe. Yes. The governor, it's his job to keep everybody in his safe state or state safe. Words are hard tonight. You see what I'm saying? So
no, I get you. Yeah.
You're right. It is it's treason. Your government is openly committing treason, and the left, there. Some of you are going to be out here celebrating this. It's not a victory for you. Your government's telling you they want to continue flooding millions of people into your country. Look what's going on. They're allowed to squat in homes.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tyson Foods out here firing Americans and wanting to hire 42,000 of these people that just flooded into your country illegally. Anybody, if you have any friends out there that tell you that this is a good thing, you need some new friends.
It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing at all.
Well, no. We have
but you
invasion.
Have people that are going to celebrate it. They're saying immigration's a good thing. No, it's not.
I don't legal understand. Yeah, legal immigration. Legal. Like it is the biggest slap in the face, not only to all Americans, but to those that are coming in legally.
Legally, who did it the
all
right
the hard
way.
Hard work they put in.
All but they did all was import slaves. I'm going to say it. They did the same thing the Roman Empire did when they were about to collapse. They didn't have enough slave labor in their country. You willing to work for what they wanted to pay you, slave wages. So what did they do? They imported them.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
Roman
what
Empire.
They're doing.
It's the fall of the Roman
right
Empire.
Now.
And
yep.
And what was the biggest reason why the Roman Empire fell? It's monetary problems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is exactly where we're at in every aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also getting invaded.
Yes.
It's also election season. It's just complete chaos. Complete chaos on every single corner of this nation. And it's absolutely wild. Greg Price said, Andrew Jackson once reacted to the Supreme Court loss by saying they've made their decision. Now let them come and force it.
Yeah.
At that point,
Texas doesn't have to. If I'm as the governor of Texas, I'm like, listen, it's my job to protect the people in my state. I'm going to do that. So if you want to throw down, let's throw down.
Right. And
that's what
we also got.
That's all I'm saying.
So in regard to what I was kind of getting at, like what you mentioned, what we just discussed with this whole thing going on with the Supreme Court and the border and what's happening in Minnesota. Right. Again, just one example of happening in Minnesota. But now we got a new federal judge that just said it was unconstitutional to ban illegals from carrying a weapon.
Amazing. They want to take yours. Is you filled out a background check, yes, when you go to purchase a firearm, even though the left will tell you they don't do background checks.
Sure,
they 100% do, okay? You filled one out. I believe there is a question specifically on that form that says, are you a citizen of the United States of America? What?
Like I said, this federal judge said it was unconstitutional, right?
Yeah.
I can show you right here. 18 U.S. Code 922 unlawful acts. Shall be unlawful for any person except a licensed importer, licensed manufacturer, licensed dealer to engage in business of importing, manufacturing, yada, 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 yada. This whole thing will tell you who can and who cannot. As Chris mentioned, you got to be a also, citizen.
Yes, and also, somebody good, M.A. Mob Bede 25, good point. Did what? You not commit a felon when you came across our border illegally?
You sure did.
You sure did. You committed a felony when you came across our border illegally. Therefore, felons in this country are also not allowed to have firearms. So this judge is a leftist moron. It's quite obvious. Mm-hmm. They hate you. These people hate you. They hate you so much. Because you have the audacity to say that they have no right over you. They hate you. They hate you so much. They want to invite people. You know, these countries are emptying their prisons, and they're all coming here. And now they want to give them firearms. They hate you while trying to take yours away from you.
It's amazing. Sense. Like, it's the most.
It makes sense.
It doesn't make any
sense. I'm embarrassed. I'm turning red in the face. I'm embarrassed for these people that are sitting there going, woohoo, this is awesome. What is wrong
with you? And anybody that's in support of it, I don't understand where your mind can possibly be
at. I don't. I really don't. Like, how much, what is the level of brainwashing that has been placed on you? For you to cheer that on and think that your government, they don't care about you. They literally have done everything possible to show you they don't care about you. And they're trying to skewer the guy that's trying to stop all of it. And they got you blindly hating him. It's absolutely amazing. I never in my life, I take that back. When COVID happened, I never in my life. You could have told me that what we were going to witness during COVID and how easily a lot of people went along with all the stuff. I never thought I would see it, and I saw it. So to see that, and I know that woke a lot of people up. So cool. Yeah. But to see people openly cheering the invasion, a country can't stand when people within it want to destroy it. And that's how I view that. Mm-hmm. And they got y'all cheering. They have people cheering this on out here.
It's very, it's because it's a divided nation right now. To an extent, I should say. I shouldn't say it's completely divided. I'd say the majority
are sick of it.
The majority are not, but it's just, they got to keep that narrative alive. They got to keep that ideology alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're fighting right now. We are still fighting the same type of, and I'm going to go into this when I release this project I'm working on, but we are still under the same ideology, and it's trying to gain traction into a more serious way as like the Third Reich, the Fourth Reich, mm-hmm. You know. Kim Clement even talks about it. And just like we've stated in this time, this ideology will go underground and come back up under something different. And I, mm-hmm. You know, that window is going to be something special where we need to do a lot of work to have the freedom beyond the veil of limitation of doing what we need to do for not only this nation, but for the body. Because who knows how long that window is going to be until that same ideology pops back up. It could be quick.
Yeah.
Because with technology advancing, man, this stuff is so time sensitive of where we are as a nation and what we need to accomplish. So yeah, this is what we're fighting.
Yes.
I mean, even the Russia-Ukraine stuff, that's what they're fighting. They're fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
Putin has straight up came out and told you they're fighting Nazis.
And he called, what else did he call the West? Satanic pedophiles.
And we are not.
No, we are
the
not.
West. The government elite, you know, mm-hmm. the deep state, they are. Absolutely. And this stuff has been going on for a long time, you know. This stuff dates not only historic to, like, you know, it's been happening since Satan has been around, okay? It comes under different ideologies, and that's how Satan confuses people. It comes up under something new with a smile on their face and a new, just like with Hitler, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He had all the right things to say until he got into power, and then what happened? You know, that ideology went extreme.
Yep.
But he did it under a guise of something different, under bringing the country to new power, all these things, and bringing it back for the people. But no, it went a lot deeper, more satanic than that. And that's what these people do. They do the same thing. It's just we are in the midst of a great awakening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to grasp that, hold on to it, and push it forward. Get as many people as we can possibly aware to what is happening in this nation and throughout the world and what we're trying to get rid of. Now, evil will never completely disappear until Jesus returns. We may get a group of people, just like Trump said, a small group of people, right? Well, that group of people is actually a lot larger than people think. And whoever does go down in the future here, not everybody's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
That ideology, unfortunately, is going to stay alive. And it is building itself, especially underground, into something bigger. And this is what we need to be aware of. We need to be aware of what Satan's agenda is. Because he can hide it behind Pride Month and this whole liberal ideology of do what you want, you know? You're free. Do what you want. Do what you want to do.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the only life.
Nobody
this
can tell
it.
Me.
And right? That's, this is it.
Think
so
about
do
like
whatever
the nuclear
you want.
Family. What happened, right? And then people will say it's sexist nowadays that the man is working, the woman is at home. But why is that sexist? You know? What did he do? He broke apart the nuclear family. He sent the women to work. He made men and women, I mean, we're all equal. I'm just saying he made it so people wouldn't rely on each other. So people mm-hmm. would do their own thing.
Yep.
Breaking apart the family, breaking apart the of what this nation's values were stood upon. And this is what he constantly is trying to do.
Well, yeah, because if I can sell you that, if I can tell you, and here's where we went wrong, I'm going to say it. Some people might disagree with me, but nobody can replace motherly instincts. No
absolutely
man in the
not.
World, no man can pretend to be a woman.
Nope.
It's to me, that's the biggest attack on women right now outside of the feminist stuff. That was an attack on women too, because it split up the nuclear family. Their goal, if my goal is to slowly deteriorate this over generations, and remember, these people have been working for a long time to completely enslave all of us. So number one, I have to separate mom and dad. I have mom and dad both working now just to survive, full-time jobs, just to be doggy paddling, barely staying above water in a system that is designed against you.
Mm-hmm.
And while mom and dad are spending so much time struggling to survive and provide, where it used to be one person in the house could provide, the other one stayed home with the kids and did everything else. If I can keep mom and dad both struggling to survive, then who's raising the kids? I think you're seeing an example of that right now. Who's been raising your kids? How many of us knew what was going on in our public schools?
Your screen,
before COVID?
Your screens in your yep. in your school, in your Department of Education, who has
these
sick ideology.
Sick people have been raising your kids 8 hours a day at these schools.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you got mom and dads that are working full time, not getting home till six, seven at night or whatever, again, who's raising your kids?
Not you.
Okay. I went through, as a kid, both my parents worked. And this was in the 80s and 90s. So this has been going on for a while. It's even more compounded now because now mom and dad, some of them are working two jobs together.
Mm-hmm.
A full-time and a part-time just to survive. While they tell you it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, your economy, ladies and gentlemen, is the envy of the world, according to Joe Biden. But again, who's raising your kids?
Well, that's just it. Like, and I'll take my family for an example. It was always my mom at home, my dad working, mm-hmm. until a designed crash of the economy. And what happened? It forced both to go to work. And I love my family. I love my siblings. But, you know, I'm the middle child, right? Like there's like, I don't know, almost 10 years between me and the one below me. So we got the A team and the B team, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the B team they don't all have the same values as we did raised as a family, because the family was split.
Mm-hmm.
So something designed, and I, and if, hey, my sister's ever happens to this, I love you. And you can call me anytime. We'll talk about whatever you want. I don't care. I'm just saying the values of the family split,
mm-hmm.
because of how things operate and how they've been operating throughout this nation, throughout the world, you know? So.
Yep. That all by design, though. All by design, man. And, but that's what I'm saying. Motherly instincts. I think women are so, and of course I'm older now. When I was younger, I thought a lot different and I did a lot of things and I was selfish and I only thought about myself. But it's when you realize that, like, women are special. Like, God made them. They're so special. So special. And I think being a mother is probably the greatest gift in the world. I know being a father to me is the greatest gift in the world. Like, kids are the absolute greatest. And if I know that, if I'm the evil one and I know that children, that's why the Bible says we don't mess with the kids, man. But nobody can replace the motherly instincts, man. But if I remove that from a child and then I got some person at school with this wackadoodle ideology making an impression on my kid because mom's too busy struggling to survive, well, I would venture to say that society would probably start degrading and declining, and I would venture to say that these kids would come home and be confused about their gender and everything else, and that society would get to the point where we just stop reproducing altogether. The family unit is a thing of the past. Everybody's equal, right? Equal. It's all about equality, right? Yeah, they want you to be equally poor, equally up here, okay? Equal. Go back and look at it. You don't believe me? Like, we say we're advanced in this world. We say we're advanced, right? Oh, technology, we're advanced. Go look at, again, architecture from the past and then look at the crap we do now. And you don't think we've been dumbed down? You don't think we've been
dumbed down? We are advanced, but they do dumb it down.
Right. We're advanced technology-wise, all that. But when you look at creativity, right? It's like the world has become so bland.
Yes,
so bland. Very, very much okay, so. It's void of, because Satan can't create. He can only mock, right? He can't create mm-hmm. anything. So they've destroyed it, and it all started with the family unit. It all started with that nurturing environment that all kids should have, right? And I don't like my parents. Like, conversations I have with my kids today, I wish my parents would have me, but they were too busy trying to put food on the table. I told you, my dad served this country for 22 years. And I don't know a time when he didn't have a second job.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And my mom worked a full-time job. I was home by myself. This was crazy because kids in the 80s, we were feral, okay? We were some feral kids, man. Generation X, we were feral. Third grade, I'm walking 6-7 blocks to go to school by myself in Riverside, California. Coming home, my parents didn't get home till 6-7 o'clock in the evening. That was every day. Do you right. think kids could do that today? Some of them do, but a lot of them, I wouldn't feel safe my kid walking 6 and 7 blocks.
No, man.
We didn't have cell phones then. We didn't have ways to track our kids back then. They didn't have none of that, man.
Let's just
so
say,
who was like raising this, the kids?
Like, the city I live in, mm-hmm. like back in the day, actually, not too long ago, I should say, was one of the more ritzy cities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well taken care of, up end, you know. And now it's like, I'm not sure if people should walk outside past mm-hmm. dark.
Yeah.
Because we're also a neighboring city to the main city where all this illegal immigration is coming through.
Yeah.
So we have what, all where's these the dream?
Is
the dream is broken.
Where's the American dream, that ladies was his and gentlemen? Point. Is this what you dreamed of?
No, and this is why we're heading towards change. This is why there's been a fire lit underneath everybody's feet.
Mm-hmm.
Upon the brink of destruction, we find the will to change. We find the yes. will to say no more, to move forward, to break the chains of a private entity controlling your finances, to break the chains of currency that isn't even sound money, to hold you in bondage, because that's what the system, that's what the devil designed it as, to keep mm-hmm. you in bondage in every single aspect. This is why that we talk when we talk about the financial system and on why it coming down is so massive, because this is the financial system is everything. It is everything that they hold against you. That's how they keep it running. Now, the ideologies and all that stuff that can be fought against. No problem. We're seeing it. But how much easier would it be of fighting against it if we had accountability in our system? If the Department of Education wasn't indoctrinating kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like I know we've talked in the past about how hard it is for the younger generation and how annoying it can be, right? Because what you see, like you see a TikTok video or something, you're just like, oh, why? Right. What is wrong with them, right? But it's what they've been indoctrinated into. Because if Satan can stop a generation from growing, it's over. So really, if we think about it in the long run, Gen Z is the future. So if Gen Z doesn't get figured out, the future of humanity is over.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something we have to come to the realization of what is happening, the indoctrination of the kids.
Yep.
Satan is always after the kids. Not only will he indoctrinate you, but he uses them through all the human trafficking and everything. He is always going after the kids because God holds them very precious.
Mm-hmm.
But every hand that touches a kid, anything that are directly reported to the Father, the kids are precious. This is why people need to understand why the younger generation is so important.
Yep. I mean,
I don't have kids, but I get it.
Yep. We need God. We allow them to remove God from our schools. Just think about that. You can't have the Bill of Rights in a classroom anymore, but you can have a rainbow flag or a trans flag.
Some states have banned the rainbow flag. I love it.
Right. Well, but you see what I'm saying, though? You can't, they don't want you to have God in school, but you can have, people's sexual preferences loud and proud in schools makes right. I don't know what world that makes sense to you. It doesn't to me.
All this makes sense to me when I know who's behind it.
Right.
And we know who's behind it.
Yep. And we know pride. Exactly. We do. We know exactly who's behind it. And that's why they Satan. Call it the pride. Because Satan mm-hmm. was very prideful.
That's why he fell. Full mm-hmm. of pride. This is why you're seeing, and now that the veil is lifted, like we see it. And I know you mentioned something the other day of like it wasn't always, or it's always been this bad. It's just the veil was lifted, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it wasn't always this bad.
No,
like the indoctrination and like even me when I was in school, man, that was never a thing. Like my middle school and all that, Pledge of Allegiance was still in. We prayed. And like this is all very real thing. There was no mention of anything pride when I was in school. So as things advance, they advance quick. And this is what happens when the education system is all jacked up.
When I was in school, kids rode the trucks to school with shotguns in the rear of the truck.
We had it all the time. Even in high school, they had the truck line and people had shotguns in their back window.
Yeah.
No one ever said anything about it.
Nothing. Nada.
But no, they got to create what do you go through? You go through all these school shootings. It started with Columbine as the kind of the main catalyst of everything. And it sends it off on a gun control rampage. Next thing, because it's all set up. It's a long-term plan. It's always been a long-term plan to get rid of everything over time, create events, create a problem, create a solution. This is what they do. Humankind is not in our instinct to be bad.
No.
It is not how we operate. So everything we see, all the bad in the world, this stuff is all controlled through demonic spiritual forces. Again, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against each other.
Right.
But principalities of darkness in high places, spiritual wickedness in high places. This is all Satan's plan. And it's under the guise of equality and to be independent and to just go on life, living like you want to be by yourself. Or I mean, there's nothing wrong with being by yourself. Shoot, even Paul said it's better to be by yourself. But it's not meant for us to go down these different paths. It's all through indoctrination of Satan's plan over long term. And people need to recognize it, how he operates. And it starts with our culture.
You know when it started?
Culture change.
You know when it started. This, what we're in right now. We all know when it started. All right. Bill and Hillary ushered in. All right. They ushered in the abortion on demand and, you know, all of that stuff. But who ushered in this? What we're seeing right now? Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, yeah, because he's a homosexual.
Yes. Barack Hussein Obama ushered in the division. He ushered in all of it. All of it. He ushered in the propaganda. Mm-hmm. Everything. And I see people, they love him. And I'm like, please tell me why you love him. Like, I'm not trying to be mean. Tell me, what did he do? Oh, he gave you a free phone? Oh, he gave you Obamacare? Is that what he did?
He was good at speaking, Chris.
Right. What did he do for you? Nothing.
Nothing.
But slick talk. That's it. Nothing. He ushered in the division, everything. All right? That's what he did. I don't care what color his skin is. I don't care. I care about the fruits, and his fruit is spoiled. It's spoiled rotten fruit. And FYI, Obama's half white. To all of you, he's like, well, no, I don't care about the color of his skin. He's half white. I don't care. He ushered all of this in. That's why we're going through it. That's who's calling all the shots now. Why is it ramped up? Because somebody, and we're going to segue into the next, somebody, some guy, some billionaire, who they thought was one of them, right? There you go. And remember, he ran. He's like, I'm a Christian. My Christian. He told y'all he was a Christian when he ran in 08, when he was in the Senate.
Didn't he swear on the Quran?
Yeah, and then he swore in on the Quran. And said he was a Muslim. Yeah. Okay. So what's crazy, you know, I've been over there and I can tell you, they say it's against their religion, the homosexuality, but I saw a lot of hand holding and skipping when I was over there. That's all I'm going to say, by dudes. And he was against ours too,
but look what happened.
Right. But why are we going through this? Why is everything being sped up? The reason it's so crazy is, number one, they have to catch up, right? Because Trump put them 4 years behind, right? They had a schedule. Hillary was mop-up crew for 8 years. Our country would have been completely destroyed. Right now, if Hillary would have won in 2016, you think it's bad now? You'd have already
We'd be under the Fourth Reich.
You'd have
We'd
already
be under the Fourth Reich for sure.
There'd already been the FEMA camps, the whole nine. The depopulation event would be in full swing, nuclear, all the war, everything. You think it's bad now? It would have been, we would be done by now. We would be completely finished by now. So some guy gets in there, a billionaire, right? A billionaire. Didn't need the money, lost money while he served as president. But the billionaire that they thought was one of them comes in screaming, blowing a big giant trumpet, pointing out all of the things wrong with your country. The fact that there's a small group of people who reap the rewards of government. The fact that your system that they have is designed against you. The fact that your media is pure propaganda and corrupt. The fact that your government is corrupt. He came in pointing out all of these things. And everybody who loved him turned on him, right? We've been down this a million times. Hoax after hoax to get rid of this guy. Hit you with a virus to get rid of him. What do you... You want to say something? I see it in your face.
Rumble is having some major problems over here. I'm looking at the Rumble chat. They said we're gone.
They cut us off. Ooh, Mufasa. Are we still going? Did they really cut us out?
No, we're still live on my end.
Okay, yeah, we're still. I'm not having any problems. So some people are getting cut. I don't know. It could be your ISP. Could be your ISPs cutting us out. Who knows? But
CIA Mike's in the house. They've been watching what I've been going through lately.
Right. They're so what's crazy? They're nervous, man. What's crazy is this guy, and this is what I'm trying to get some of these people in our country to figure out. This guy pointed out everything these people were doing to you. He showed you the system that they have you in, a system where politicians, corporations, and banks have all colluded together to strip you of all of your wealth and to turn you into good little subservient, obedient little slaves where none of you would own anything if they're allowed to keep going. But this guy gave up a billionaire lifestyle to stand in that gap and point it all out to you. He's taken every sling and arrow they've thrown at him, every false, made up BS lawsuit that right now they're trying to take all of his assets. Remember when Trump said, I'd like to lose it all one day just to see who is loyal to me? Well, I can promise you we're loyal to him because I see what he is trying to do.
Well, that's just it. Like, look at it. You know how many times it's been prophesied, Chris, where we've heard that Trump is God's David, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about what David was hunting down giants. David was hunting these people down. This is exactly what Trump's doing. He's going after the same thing. I don't idolize Trump.
No.
But I see a man's purpose. And Thank I see you. What he's doing. And he's dang good at it. And he is the only person, the only leader that can do what he was anointed to do. So I'm going to support him till it's over. And that's exactly it. Like, people don't want to wake up to that. You want to be stuck in the mainstream news narrative of Orange Man bad.
Yeah.
And you can see what the mainstream media does with this whole bloodbath thing.
The hoax. They tried to make it real time, knowing we all know the truth. That's what's crazy. When I saw them do that, I was like, surely they're not going to really try and do this. Like, surely they're not going to really try and do another Charlottesville when we're already awake to the fact that they clip things and they edit out things and then they push their own narrative when the truth is right there for everybody to see. Surely they're not going to try and do this now while we're so hyper-focused on the fact that the media lies to us every day. And they did it, Israel.
They did it. The most amazing, amazing. I've never seen so many news outlets run with the same thing. They took one section, one sentence of what Trump said and took it way out of context. Trump is over here talking about the auto industry.
Yep.
And how everything is going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't get elected because of what they're doing to this nation, making us an import nation. And what does the mainstream media do? Every single outlet turns it and says it's gonna. Trump said it's gonna be a bloodbath if he doesn't get in.
Yes. Woo! Words are hard. I'm telling you, it's something in the air tonight. I love it.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I'm like, surely they're not going to. And then they did it, dude.
They did it, baby. They did it.
And then what else is like? He said they're not people. He said he was talking about the MS-13 gangs.
He was. They aren't people. He was doing that too.
They aren't people. If you've they're ever animals. Come in contact, they're demons.
Yeah, they're
I'm telling you right now, they demons. The only thing they got going on up here is kill, steal, and destroy. They're not people. They're demons. And they're flooding into your country unchecked and unvetted. That's what he said. You know what else he said in that speech? He said, we need to learn to love again. We need to learn to love each other again.
That's true. That's 100% true.
So to anybody on the left, I suggest you go watch the whole speech and you'll see the real commander in chief. You'll see the real president of the United States. You'll see the real person that's trying to unite the country.
They only want to see what they want to see. Mm-hmm. They want to believe the narrative because they're so deep into it. That is the epitome of what has happened. We have a group of free thinkers versus people that are told what to do. That is what we're up against. People that have separated themselves from the system. Separate himself from the establishment. Which is crazy if you think about it, because the left, they were always anti-establishment.
Yep.
And now they're like, like that comedian said, now y'all just think the government's batting 1,000?
You don't believe in any conspiracy?
You don't believe in any conspiracy theories? That's
Ronald Funches. He's funny, man. That dude cracks me up. You don't believe in any?
But it's true, man. Like, look at like the hippie stage, you know?
It's like everything's reversed, bro. Literally, it's like everything's reversed from the 60s. So you had the Jesus, right? You had the Jesus revolution in the 60s. And it's like everything is reversed. Everything. You got this. These people, they used to call, you know, somebody said, we need to go back to the Bush-Cheney days of the Republican Party. I'm like, you're an idiot.
Say what?
What? We need to go back to weapons of mass destruction. We need to go back to constant war.
The only thing I want to go back to in that day is when that dude took a shoe and threw it at Bush. We need more of that today. We need more of that.
Yeah.
But they can't because all these press conferences are in this enclosed.
Right.
And the only one that's asking any type of hard questions is Peter.
And Simon, now that they've let...
And Simon.
Remember, they kicked Simon out forever, man. And they finally let him back in today.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's crazy. It's like you've seen this complete reversal of... I wouldn't even say that because now you have... I'm sure there are people that are on the left that are still cheering for... But they're also anti-war, which is crazy. Like this...
Everybody should be anti-war.
Everybody should be anti-war. I'm sick of wars. We've been in a state of war for the last 20 plus years. I'm sick of wars. I'm sick of sending people to die for evil ideologies. They've shown.
Speaking of wars. You're fighting for a different ideology. That's just crazy. And I don't know if that's what you're going to go into, but I heard a report earlier that some of these people that are fighting Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Our British accents.
Yes.
And
they're already there.
So what they're making it seem is that NATO already is putting people in there and they're dying at a high numbers, according to what I read.
Let's talk about that, Israel. So after Thursday's show, Israel and I chatted on the phone for a little bit and I was like, you know, it's crazy. Now, because I'm always thinking in like I have Kim's voice. I swear it's in my head, man. I'm always prophecy playing through when it comes to the events that are taking place, like how certain things can plug in where with, you know, always trying to break that code. And I still like, I'm trying to figure out, like, again, I'm not God. We try as hard as we want to think the way he does. We just can't do it. Right. So everything's just, So they will be shocked at how he takes the giant down. All right. And we know about the brothers Goliath. We know all of this stuff. So think about what we've witnessed go down. So since February 2022, we've basically been in World War III, as far as I'm concerned. Even that, you know, we've been in World War III. All right. Different kind of war. It's a psychological war. It's mainly wag the dog. Because remember, I remember when we had the Gulf War, when we had all these things, we were every day, man, constant wartime footage of what's going on with the war, right? You had press coverage, you had CNN faking their bomb attacks with their little Kevlar helmets on, you know, standing in Iraq and all this stuff. It was all the time, right? You don't see that at all with the Ukraine-Russia war. You haven't seen hardly any footage other than what gets leaked out on the internet that, who knows what's real and what's not at this point, right? It's like this big wag the dog scenario. But the fact that the key thing that really keyed me into, like, holy cow, this is bigger than what we're really seeing. Like, we know that Putin has been at war with NATO. Even though Ukraine's not part of NATO, the NATO countries have all been dipping their evil little toes in the pool of corruption that's in Ukraine. All right, they're all involved in it. They're all tied to it.
They're all trying to save the Nazi ideology.
Yep. It's all about the ideology, right? They've been doing some nefarious stuff in the Ukraine. So when Putin told you, they started putting stuff on my back door, I have to do what I have to do. So
thank you.
This whole time, they're telling you, ladies and gentlemen, Ukraine, we heard a year ago, Ukraine was about to win. They're winning the war. Now they're conscription. They're dragging middle-aged men to go fight on the front lines. NATO keeps sending all the weapons in the world there. We keep sending all the weapons, all these weapons and money. It's just been this endless money weapons from all the NATO countries. And it's almost like I envision Putin and his army kind of just sitting there like Neo in the Matrix, where he's fighting off one of the agents with one hand, like, right, just fighting them off. They're draining. Your military has told you we're depleted. Like, we don't even know if we're going to be able to replenish what we've sent over there at this point. So all these militaries are getting depleted. But the final chess piece that really clued me into what was going on was when Sweden has remained neutral for how many decades? And now all of a sudden they join NATO. I'm not trying to be mean to any Swedes, but I saw your army, all of you dancing with your rainbows on and stuff. Not worried about you at all. I'm not trying to be mean when I say that. I'm not worried about anybody in your army.
It shows you a break in what's happening.
Because what's in Sweden, Israel?
That's where they like to get together.
Davos is in Sweden, where all these little evil globalists of these evil NATO, that's where they all like to get together once a year, right? And plot how they're going to destroy humanity. So when they got pulled into NATO, I was like, oh, that's a big chess piece there, because why would Sweden all of a sudden need to get pulled into NATO when they remain neutral through all of these world wars? Why?
Well, that's just it.
Unless it's a globalist thing, right? It's exactly what it's about.
Well, yeah, not only that, but you don't find it interesting, just real quick, that Sweden and NATO become a thing. At the same time, you got the Bank of International Settlements, who is also in Sweden, who is the central bank of all central banks.
Isn't that where the WEF is too?
Yeah.
Is the WEF? World Economic Forum.
I'm just saying, like, that is, you know, besides Ukraine, with all this stuff that's happening in Ukraine, Ukraine was like the main attraction for deep state hubs, right? But
it was a basically uncontrolled country. It was
Switzerland,
like playground.
But Switzerland has always been like the behind the scenes. That's where the elites get
Swiss
together
bank
and talk
accounts
and do stuff and
hide
do
their
things
money
off books. You know, get the financial system, keep that thing going. So, yeah, it's all very interesting. Same time, man, there's got to be some type of break. There has to be a break away from all of this.
Well, so when I'm thinking, if I'm wargaming this out, here I have Russia,
Switzerland,
I have China,
not Sweden.
Yes, Oh yeah, Switzerland. Sorry.
We did get that mixed up. That is my bad.
My bad. Switzerland. That's what I meant.
You mentioned Switzerland. I thought of banking international settlements. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Anyway.
We screwed that up.
We did screw it up. We
totally screwed that up.
Sorry. Wait, that's Canadian. Sorry. So anyway, thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, but you got all these accountable.
Yeah. You got all these NATO countries, right? Going to war with Russia right now, even though Ukraine's not in NATO. Meanwhile, all the other BRICS nations are all starting, they're getting rid of the dollar. They're starting to form their own currency payment system. So if I've done a good job taking up NATO's time over here in the Ukraine, you got China over here chilling, just waiting to go into Taiwan. China literally holds at any time they could hit the switch and destroy our economy overnight. So if I've done a really good job over here with Russia and the Ukraine and depleting NATO of money and resources, sending all these people to go die for nothing. What would be the next logical step if my goal is to destroy that block? The money. Right? Drain the military. Drain these militaries' resources while further sinking their currencies, right? Because they're fighting a war that they're not going to win. It's obvious now. They can gaslight you all they want to. They've already lost that war and they know it.
Right.
If they have to resort to dragging, going home to home and grabbing dudes in their 40s to go fight in a war. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. If they came to me and was like, look, I'm like, well, boys, I don't know how much these knees are going to be able to, boys. I don't know what you're going to get out of me, but if you're coming to me, we are in a world of hurt. But the money, to me, that's the next logical step. If I want to destroy, if I want to cripple this block, these globalists, money, well, what is their money? It's the U.S. dollar. Everybody knows it. Everything revolves around the dollar. So at any time, these BRICS nations, they really do got us by the cojones.
Yes.
It appears that way.
We hold our own cojones. We just got to do something about it.
Right. But I'm just saying, on the world stage, it looks like they're circling, right? They're circling us right now. And that would go right in line with the prophecy. We will cripple you. We will ruin your credit.
Right.
What else did Kim say? Out of the ashes of the Ukraine will come what? Beauty.
Joy. Beauty and joy. Which is also very interesting. So, man, you know something's gonna get revealed.
Right.
Y'all know. Right. Even now, you hear the stories about that the Pentagon doesn't have the accountability of what's been of all the finances that have been sent to Ukraine, the tracking. So people are starting to ask questions where all this money has went. And now the government's coming out and saying, hey, we're not really sure what's been used for what. Again, accountability. Some of these Ukrainian, I think it was Ukraine. While everything's going chaotic, this guy is running around in a new Rolls Royce.
Right. I saw that. Was it their Minister of Defense or something? Yeah, Ukraine. Yeah, something dude's riding around a $600,000 Bentley or something. I'm like,
dang. It was a Rolls Royce. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, was it? It was a Rolls Royce. Ballin'.
Like, ballin'. You're balling in this.
Yeah, well, Zelensky bought a yacht. Zelensky bought a yacht. And I'm like, how do people, like, we can't be the only ones that see this stuff is, or it's just, are people that far gone that they don't pay attention that, like, we're sending, this dude's in a war, but apparently has time to go around grifting for money all over the world. He has time to meet Hollywood celebrities and all of that, and people are still like, we need to fight for Ukraine. Fight for what? What are we fighting for? Do you even know? You know what they want you to know. Wag the dog. Like, if I've ever seen a, it's like, seriously, man, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? I'm not trying to be mean. But if I see the Ukraine flag in anybody's bio and social media, I already know I'm not dealing with the top brass. I mean, that's just facts. I still love you, but I'm not dealing with the top brass. So.
Huh. Yeah, it's wild. Chris.
Yes, sir.
This stuff today. Obviously, over the weekend, we've seen flags at half mast. And supposedly a major announcement coming out of the royal family.
Yeah.
And then this whole Kate Middleton stuff. Obviously, this whole Kate Middleton stuff has been going on for a while. Photoshop pictures, all this stuff. Now it's been reported by TMZ and of Kate, a sighting of Kate Middleton, which, I mean, it's not that very clear of a picture. What I can see, it doesn't look like her. But at the same time, it's hard to tell because of the quality. And then this whole meeting with Obama.
Right.
What do you think's going on, man?
Well, so I have a theory. Number one, if Obama didn't want you to know, he could have easily snuck in there, no cameras.
Right.
It's almost like he's flaunting in your face. Now, we all know, Trump has even alluded to it many times, that Biden's not calling the shots. I think everybody can agree that Biden's brain is nothing but scrambled eggs right now. Okay. He's not there. Yeah. It's not even the same Joe Biden. I'm not going to sit here and play that game, pretend like that's the real Joe Biden. It's not the real Joe Biden. I can look at picture. My eyes do not deceive me. That's not the same dude. Whoever it is, I don't know. But clearly, Barack Obama is calling the shots. If that's even him too. I don't know anymore because so much has just gone crazy. Somebody besides whoever they want you to believe is calling the shots is not calling the shots. So remember, they tried to pin the Logan Act on Michael Flynn. And here you got Barack Obama. What is Barack Obama? Barack Obama's not in the government. He's a citizen. What is he doing going meeting with the prime minister of the UK?
Exactly. I have a lot of questions, but it's a private meeting, so nobody knows.
Right. Nobody knows, right? Meanwhile, the flags are at half mast over in Britain. They're telling you they got a big announcement. Until today, I thought they could possibly be Kate Middleton. I even had people at work that I didn't think were paying attention to this. They're like, where is the princess? I'm like, you know what? That's a good question. Where is she?
Princess Diana.
Yeah. Like, what did she maybe see? But this is the crazy part. So if Obama's going over there, or you just saw Kate Middleton, what could the bad news be? You think maybe something happened to the king?
Something happened someone and they're not showing it.
Right. Something happened to somebody. I don't know what it is. But who's next in line, though, if King Charles goes down?
The prince.
Prince William. Who's Prince William's wife? Kate Middleton.
Right.
So it's really, when you think about it, I'm like, what's getting ready to go down? Like, what's getting ready to happen? I don't know. I don't know. But I find it extremely odd that Barack Obama, I don't find it odd. I'm not surprised that he's over there meeting with these people, because remember when Trump was going on his world tour in 2017, Obama was going either before him or after him to all the same places. Remember that?
Right.
Obama's going around trying to hold his little deal together when everything had started to fall apart. That's what he was trying to do. And so I'm like, what is really getting ready to go down to England? I'm intrigued by the happenings, because that would be crazy. You know, if I was William and what's the other guys? The one that they've disowned him, the redheaded one. Andrew. Is it Andrew?
I don't remember.
Prince Andrew, who's married to the...
Something like that.
The lady, the attention lady. Always wanted, what's her name? Anyway.
The attention Harry. Lady.
Harry. Prince Andrew's the one that's in there now, right? Harry.
Prince Harry.
Yo, what's up? So, if I were those two boys, I would want to know, you know, what they... You don't think they know what they did to his mom? You don't think that they know that they took his mom out?
the whole
that daddy is right. Like I would want revenge for my mom if it were me, but I don't know. I don't know where her head's at.
Hixer NJ said only Kate Middleton and Bigfoot pictures are blurry.
Right? I mean, you saw the one they tried to doctor with AI that to make it. I'm like, what? So what is going to happen?
That thing got torn apart so fast.
You see how good we are. You see how good humanity has become. You see how good. And that's their biggest fear.
Lost my screen.
I can still see. I don't know. That's how scary they are right now. They are scared of you, ladies and gentlemen. They are scared of you. I can still see you. So your camera's working. They are messing with us tonight.
My screens are black right now.
Harry isn't Charles' son. I didn't know that. Harry's not Charles' son.
No.
What? Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, Andrew had a flingy, didn't he? The king had a fling. I did not mean to rhyme that, but it did. The king had a fling. And I'm pretty sure there's rumors that Prince William also had a fling, yes? Anybody?
I feel like the bloodline's right. So distorted.
Right. Man, I'm getting them all mixed up. I really appreciate y'all correcting me. I said Prince Andrew.
Yeah, I know.
You shows you how much I care about the royal family.
I could care less about the royal family.
I really could. I could care less about the royal family. I hope the people of England wake
up. I'm going to have to bounce out for a second.
Okay. I hope the people of are the people of England not like tired of this monarchy yet? Like, are you not tired of the monarchy at all? I'm just curious. Like, I don't want anybody ruling over me. I will not be ruled over by anybody. I mean, and again, why in dictatorships? I don't want to be under a dictator at all. Pretty sure that's why people ran here and started America, because they didn't want to be under a monarchy either. Did you get your screens back, bro?
Yeah.
So I don't know how, you know, I was in England for a very short time. I will say this. I'm so thankful that you introduced me to mayonnaise with French fries because I love it. Ketchup, keep that. I don't want ketchup. Give me some mayonnaise with some French fries all day long. All day long. I wasn't too keen on the beans for breakfast, though. Wasn't too keen on that. I didn't like that. But sausage, yes. Mayonnaise on the fries for show. Fish and chips, not my style. I don't like it when the skin's still on it and the tail. Not my thing. But
yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's getting very interesting. It really
it is.
Like, I mean,
it is. I'm very
I'm intrigued.
It's interesting at the same time, and it's there's a lot of other things that need to be shown. A lot of other things need to be shown. We're going to show some stuff. In fact, nah, I ain't going to go there.
No.
Say that for a different day. However, I'd like to give an ounce away.
Word? I got a surprise too.
You do?
Yeah.
What's the surprise?
I did something this weekend. I finally did it.
What'd you do?
Remember I told you I had to give up something. It was either this, the podcast, or the woodworking. So I didn't give it up. It's still a hobby. Ladies and gentlemen, I gotta tell you real quick. So for the longest time, I've been trying to do my little shop here in town. Been trying to do the podcast. I'm working. I'm a dad. I take being a dad very seriously and a husband. And so I closed down my little my little shop here in Salisbury, my little booth that I was selling stuff. That's going to be on hold. I had to choose between the podcast or trying to start a business. And I tried it. It's a lot of work. And it was driving me absolutely crazy to the point I was hating even doing any woodwork out of my garage. I got to where I disliked it so much. I had utter disdain for this gift that God gave me.
I wouldn't give it up.
I'm not giving it up. I'm still going to do it. It's a timing thing. And for a while, I thought I was doing what God wanted me to do. And I'm fighting and I'm getting angry trying to do all of this stuff. I'm getting angry. But I believe that God has me right where he needs me. Like, especially with my job now, I get to talk to a lot of people. I get to have great conversations with people. And on more than I pray, God, just show me, what am I supposed to be doing? What is it? Which one of these? Because one of them's got to go, and I don't know which one it is right now. One of them's got to go because it's stressing me out. It's making me bitter, and I'm getting angry and frustrated. So I started people. If I told you how many times at my job I talk to people, and they tell me, I feel like God needed me to meet you today. Now, if that's not a sign from him, I don't know what is. And it makes me feel so good when I have these conversations with people and I help them realize, like, oh, I never thought about it like that. Or we just talk about God. And that brings me such joy to hear that. So I know, one, that's where I'm supposed to be, right? God will tell you. So what am I going to do with this talent that God gave me? Well, the only way I know how to use it is to give it back to those I love. So we give silver away. We give all kinds of stuff away on this show. So from here, moving forward, when I make these, obviously, you know, I make these for people that I've been influential in my life, like Julie and Bo. And, you know, I don't want any money for it. I just enjoy sharing my craft. Well, I want to share it with y'all. So no, you can't order one from me because I just don't have the time. But when I make these, my gift to you, once a month, when I make these, we'll go for a whole month. We'll pick one winner every night. And at the end of every month, we'll have a drawing. And one lucky person is going to win a flag made by moi.
My man.
I got the first one for you. So a month from now, huh?
Nothing.
No, I'm going to show you after. We're going to go to sponsors. We're going to go do the silver. And then I'm going to show you this one I have. And we're going to pick one winner tonight. And at the end of next month in April. So we're going to go all the way to the last week of April. We're going to do a drawing. And one of you is going to win this flag that I'm about to show you. But that's the only thing I could think of to do, because I love doing it. It's freeing, but doing it as a business made me hate it, if that makes sense to anybody.
Yeah, I get that.
I know one day I'll be able to. It's all timing. It's God's timing, not mine. When the day comes I can do that, I will do it. But right now, it's not his time. He's got me where he needs me to be. And I couldn't give up this podcast. I love it too much.
No, I would be very mad at you. I can't do this on my own.
I love you, brother.
You said tonight?
Huh? Yeah, I'm going to pick one tonight. No, we're going to pick one a night until the end of April, and then I'll have all the names, we'll put them in a hat, and I will draw live on the show.
How are you going to pick?
One winner a night will go into a bucket. And at the end of the month, I will draw a name out of those random... You. So you're not going to win it. Only we're going to win once every show. We're going to pick. You're going to have an opportunity to be in the bucket, if that makes sense to everybody.
You're going
to
have an opportunity to get your name drawn.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only way I could think of to share the talent, because God gave it to me. And to be able to still do it. And of course, I'm still going to make ones for people that, you know, that we meet. And like, that's, I definitely have. I know they're still rolling. I definitely have one ready for Donna that I'm going to make for her, you know, people like that. So anyway, let's go to sponsors. Sorry, Iz.
We're back in 2 minutes. I know these guys have been dropping hauls like crazy.
I know.
We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a guide through all the psychological operations that are happening throughout the world? You can get Session 1 and Session 2 of Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, written by General Michael Flynn and Boone Cutler. You can go to alphabets.online and click the link for more info. You want some customized tumblers, coffee cups, or even some Alphabets tumblers? You can go to Harley's Doggy Dog World and use the Alphabets promo code. A variety of tumblers, coffee cups, etc. You can use the Alphabets promo code, see alphabets.online for more info. Introducing Manly Cans. Not only are the cans awesome and reusable, but there are a variety of packages built for you. Whether it's the carnivore can, the protein can, the coffee can, or the 6 gallon snackage can, Manly Cans are great for a gift or if you want the ultimate snack attack. Family businesses and family is important. See alphabets.online for more info. You can go to mypillow.com/alphabets and use the Alphabets promo code and save up to 80% off. If you want some of the best sleep you'll ever experience, there are a massive range of items. Whether you're looking for smooth sheets that keep you cool, grab the Giza sheets. If you're looking for a MyPillow with cooling technology, grab the MyPillow 2.0. If you want to walk on a cloud, grab the MyPillow slippers. There are items for everyone in your family, yes, even your furry family members. Use the Alphabets promo code and save up to 80% off at MyPillow.com/Alphabets. If you're looking for some Alphabets gear to rep your favorite podcast, wink, wink, go to GodFirstGear.com and you can use the Alphabets promo code on everything in the store. Yes, everything. There are Alphabets hoodies, shirts, mouse pads, and more items to come as well. GodFirstGear.com for your official Alphabets apparel. Remember to use the Alphabets promo code. We have entered in one of the biggest bubbles in U.S. history. There are many liquidity issues across all banks, over the nation, and over the world. Between branches constantly closing, and even some not allowing withdrawals, the money you make and for your retirement are not safe in the banking system. The market could explode at any given moment as the fiat system is reaching its expiration date. As longtime gold and silver advocates, we here at Alphabets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the nation's number one veteran-owned gold and silver dealer specializing in gold IRAs. Whether you want to get precious metals or roll over your retirement into a gold IRA, look no further than Midas Gold. All you need to do is text the word Alphabets to 232-425, and they will take care of what you need.
Silver winner.
Ooh.
You can get this bad dog. 1 ounce of silver. R. Clark 7.
R. Clark 7. All right. All right. Should we change it up for the flag? Should we have him throw something different up there? Or should we just keep it with the Hollis?
Are you going to just keep it the Hollis?
All right. So this is just for an opportunity to win it. So your name's going to go in the raft, the little, all right? Last week of April, I'm going to draw. I'm just going to show you real quick. If you don't want this flag, don't say holla. Period.
They're going to want it. Ooh. Man, that's some high-end, like, quality.
Look at that shine.
Dang.
All right.
So an opportunity.
This is for an opportunity.
This isn't winning exactly.
I'm going to go with, I don't want to butcher that. Tennessee Treehouse.
Tennessee
Treehouse. You're in the running. All right. We'll see at the end of April who gets to win that bad boy.
So Tennessee Treehouse, you're in the running for the raffle. R. Clark 7, if you could email us at alphabetsmedia@gmail.com, give us a name, your username, and somewhere to send it to. I'll get it sent to you by the end of the week because I got more stuff to give away during the week. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And obviously, we're going to be back tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we got Bo on. So if you want to come out,
it's going to be fun.
We always have fun with Bo. Thursday, and I'm also, like I've said mentioned before, I'm working on another project that I'm taking my time on this one because it's not going to be in podcast format. It's going to be a little different. It's going to be.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I thoroughly enjoyed the Anunnaki one. That was good. You did really good.
Thank you.
You did really good, sir. So this very is, interesting.
I'm trying to do a deeper dive. I'm trying to get at least one out a week. Obviously, it's a lot. It takes up a lot of time going through everything, editing, doing the video, mm-hmm. all that stuff. So I'm trying to get one out a week because I want to do more content. And I think there's a lot of things that are unexplored that people should know about, especially in regard to our history and how it applies to now. And especially when this whole thing is spiritual and all the warfare we go through. So I plan to get that out by the end of the week. I'll let you guys know. Obviously, I'll just post it, when I plan on doing it. But yeah, it's going to be sweet. Other than that, again, bow on tomorrow. And we appreciate it. If you guys want to hit the like button, it helps us out. If you wouldn't mind, that'd be great. If not, that's cool too.
Yeah.
What else is I going to say? I don't know.
God is good.
God is good. Chris, you got anything else before we get out of here?
Nope. God bless you. I love you. I'm excited for tomorrow night. I love Bo. It's going to be fun. See y'all tomorrow.
All right, y'all. Have a blessed evening, and we'll talk to you on the next one. Holla.
Holla.